one of the 2019 Brighton Festival events that caught the eye of many of us as soon as the festival was launched was Luke Jerram's Museum of the Moon. So imagine having the moon close enough to be able to nip over to the dark side and see what's happening in its nooks. Luke Jerram's touring artwork, Museum of the Moon, this weekend at Queen's Park is the closest we'll get to doing just that. A model of the moon, 7 metres in diameter. It features mind-boggling detailed NASA imagery of the lunar surface, each centimetre of the internally lit sphere, representing 5 kilometres of the moon's surface. Well, Rebecca Sandals went along to Queen's Park to meet Luke as the moon landed there this Thursday afternoon.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
The moon has inspired literature and music and mythology in every culture right around the world. And so it just has great significance to everyone in everyone's lives. We've been staring at the moon for a sort of 200,000 years. So it doesn't matter where I take this artwork, whether it's India or China or America or here in Brighton, people seem to love it. They're, you know, what I've created is a 7 meter diameter replica of the moon. It's 500,000 times smaller than the real thing. And it's been created with NASA imagery. So this is like a sphere, it's a moon. And it's printed on the outside with a 6 gigabyte image from NASA. So every valley, mountain and crater has been defined in perfect detail. And it provides an opportunity for the public to see the moon up close for the first time.
Now here it's over a pond, so I'm expecting the light and the play of the light on the water at night is going to be quite interesting.
Yeah, it'll be really good. I'm just waiting. I'm slightly nervous as we speak. We're sitting in front of the moon by the lake. And it's bobbing about just a little bit too much in the high winds we've got. It's about 24 kilometre an hour winds gusting through this small valley. But the winds will die down, I'm told, and so this evening it should be really beautiful.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills, because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win. And the others do.
So, are the children who are playing the other side of the lake from us, are they on the dark side of the moon, or are we on the dark side of the moon?
They are on the dark side of the moon, yeah, absolutely. The side we can see has all these dark patches on it, and those are the sort of seas, the seas of tranquility. Those are sort of flat lava patches, and that's where we landed on the moon about 50 years ago now. So yeah, this artwork seems to be in great demand at the moment, because in July it'll be the 50th anniversary of the first moon landings.
How do different audiences respond, or is there a human response to the moon that we share?
Yeah, so I've just installed a 6 metre moon in the Natural History Museum, and this guy came up to me and he was all in tears, and it turns out he was a European Space Agency scientist, and he spent his entire career studying the moon. And there he had this lovely close encounter with the moon in the museum. And he got all emotional about the whole thing, which was lovely. So that was really nice. There was a 6-year-old girl who came up to me a few weeks ago, and she said, "Will you put the moon back afterwards?" So I thought that was really cute. So she thought I'd stolen the real moon. And I said, "Yeah, don't worry. I'm definitely going to put the moon back afterwards." We presented the moon in France and surrounded it around the base with deck chairs, big arc of deck chairs to allow people to sort of moon bathe beneath it. And I went back after about half an hour, and the deck chairs had been put into pairs, and they were full of couples holding hands, having sort of romantic moments under the moon. So that was very nice as well.
So why the name Museum of the Moon?
It's a way for me to collect stories and mythologies and the meaning of the moon in different cultures around the world. So I'm sort of collecting all that literature and ideas as this artwork tours. So that's why I'm calling it a museum of kind of collecting artefacts of information, perhaps, as the artwork tours.
This artwork and what it provokes is going to go on for some time then?
Yeah, this artwork was first made in 2016. And in fact, Brighton Festival helped co-commission it, so I'm very grateful for them. But it just seems to have been invited everywhere. So we've had about 70-odd presentations of it in about 25 different countries. It's already been seen by 3 million people worldwide.
Did that surprise you? Because obviously within culture, music and films and, as you say, sort of love by the underneath moonlight, there's so much symbolism to the moon in our culture. So did it surprise you how much people have taken to this?
Yeah, a little bit. We put the moon in Liverpool Cathedral. I think the population is about 500,000 people in Liverpool, maybe slightly less. But we had 60,000 people come and see the moon in about 10 days. There were 15,000 people queuing on the last day to come and see the moon. So there's this huge demand. And I'm very aware that people aren't coming to see my artwork. They're coming to see the moon. So there is a difference. But it does do something quite magical. We put the moon in Riga, above a river, and I had 30,000 people turn up, and a few of them fell in the water. I think they maybe have had too many glasses of wine.
For those people coming along, aside from the visual experience, yeah, there's music as well, is there?
Yeah, that's right. So I've commissioned a beautiful 23-minute long composition by a composer called Dan Jones. And Dan has won Ivor Novello's and a BAFTA. And this is a lovely ambient piece of music that's inspired by the moon. It's got some Claire de Lune in there, some NASA Apollo moon mission clips, and that'll be playing on a surround sound. I'm hoping they might do some uplighters in the trees. I mean, it should look very beautiful this evening.
It's a lovely park. I live nearby and I love this park. So seeing the moon hovering there over the lake, pond, large pond, small lake, I don't know, but it looks fantastic. So are you pleased with the positioning and where it was?
I'm really pleased with it, and the team here have done a great job. We were all in our waders wading through the muddy pond this morning. Actually, I wasn't. I was on the outside pointing and directing, as a good artist should.
Exactly, in the correct place there.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a big smile on your face now, and I'm sure that there's going to be thousands of big smiles on faces this weekend here. So thanks very much for telling us all about it.
No, thanks very much. It's an absolute pleasure.
Look what came down from the sky.
That's a big one, right?
As I wandered around, there were lots of children coming out of school and reacting to seeing the moon floating in Queen's Park. And I've got a couple here. What do you think about seeing the moon like that?
It looks like the actual moon's just really low down. It looks weird, and I don't know how they did it, so I don't know. It looks quite fat.
And your mum, what do you think of the moon here?
I think it's such a magical thing to have in Queen's Park. We don't get much over this side of Brighton, so it's brilliant to have it here. And we love this pond, so it just adds to it. And I'm taking hundreds of photos.
I'm looking forward to seeing it at night, because I think either this is sort of mitigating the magic, but I think it blows up at night, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hope not.
What do you think?
I really like it. I think it's cool.
What do you like about it?
I like it moving around.
It's a little bit windy at the moment, isn't it? So you don't normally see the moon bobbing like that, do you?
No.
Bobby, alien Bobby.
Can you imagine if aliens were on it?
What if a rocket, when it's up in the sky, what if NASA mistaked it for the view moon and tried to land a rocket on it?
Or a UFO came and tried to land on it, and they thought it was their home.
There you go. The imaginations are running wild already, and we've got a weekend of this. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So Luke Jerram and some very excited children chatting to Rebecca Sandals in Queen's Park. And Museum of the Moon runs from tonight, Friday, through to Monday at midday. I have a little bit of advice from the Brighton Festival production team if you're planning on visiting Queen's Park to see the moon over the weekend. They say, obviously, the park gets dark at night, so if you're coming late at night, consider bringing your torch. The weather may be changeable, so bring waterproof or warm clothing for night viewing. Be mindful, there's lots of wildlife in the park and don't attempt to get into the pond. Note to self, do not fall in pond. Do not fall in pond. It's a residential area, so be respectful while moon watching and when you're heading home. And there are no toilets available after 6 p.m. in the evening. Festival organisers advise also taking public transport as parking in the area is limited. So at Museum of the Moon, thank you very much to Rebecca Sanders for that and Luke Jerram. I've seen the pictures. I haven't been up there myself, but it looks absolutely fantastic and I'm really looking forward to that.